Blog Talk Radio.
Good God day to all of you, and welcome to the All About Jesus broadcast, coming to you live from HNLC Studios on Blog Talk Radio every second and fourth Tuesday of every month. This is Minister Renee Ellis, also known as the Little One, and I would like to introduce to some and present to others, by the grace of God, your host, my mother, Minister Ruth Ellis.
Glory to God, glory to God, hallelujah. Oh, praise the Lord, hallelujah. It's all about you, Jesus. Woo! Glory, glory, glory. Thank you, God. Well, we're still looking unto Jesus, who is the author and the finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him, endured the cross, despising the shame, and is now set down at the right hand of the throne of God. Oh, hallelujah. Praise ye the Lord. Thank you, God. What a mighty, awesome, and living God that we serve. Oh, we love you, Jesus. Jesus is alive forevermore. And we're thanking him with joyful hearts. Oh, Radio Land, God bless you. God bless you. God bless you in Jesus' name. We serve a prayer-answering God. And he is a good God. He's always good. Hallelujah. No matter what is going on, we serve a good God. God's blessings be upon each and every one of you in Radio Land and whoever hears our voice and wherever our voices are heard. Renee, I'm calling you in, baby. I'm calling you in early because we have a lot to accomplish today. Want to praise the Lord. Are you there with me, sweetheart?
Yes, ma'am, I am here.
Glory to God.
Praise God.
Do you know I thank God for you?
I thank God for you, Mommy.
Oh, glory to God.
To God be all the glory for the great things he has done, is doing, and will yet do.
Amen. You have helped me. It is amazing that we are entering in, and this day is the last broadcast for this year, 2021.
Yes. It has come quickly.
It came really quickly, and I'm so grateful and so thankful for Harvest New Life Church, HNLC International Live Blog Radio. Renee, I thank God for the opportunity that they have given us. And I want you to go ahead, go forth, make the proper introductions and announcements. We thank God for our spiritual covering, our leaders, and we thank God for our sponsors and who opened this door and opportunity for us. Would you go forth, sweetheart?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. First and foremost, we want to give all honor and glory and praise to the Most High God, our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ, who is the head of our lives and who is our everything. And we give recognition and respect to our pastors, Chief Apostle
yes.
Dr. Prince A. Miles and Pastor Lady Monica yes. R. Miles of the International
Love
Gospel
him.
Deliverance Center Church located in Southfield,
yes.
Michigan. And we also give respect to our coverings and our sponsors and
yes.
the founders of Harvest New Life Church International, Apostle Charles E.
Yes.
Ellis and Pastor Patty Ellis of Plano, Texas. We thank God for them allowing us to be a part of the HNLC Studios broadcasting team for the glory and honor of
yes.
God. And if you have any prayer requests or praise reports of breakthrough or healings and or miracles that have happened in your lives as you have been touched by this ministry, please do not hesitate to call us. Call the ministry, call Harvest New Life Church International at area code
yes.
214-897-9554. That is area code 214-897-9554. And if you all would like to have access to all of the past teaching sessions that we have done in the past,
yes.
my mother and I, the All About Jesus broadcast, the Little One broadcast,
yes.
you can
yes.
find those if you go to your browser. You can type in HNLC, and then you would put a space, and then you would type in international, and you would put in .com, and under the listings that come up during your search, you would look for HNLC International Blog Talk Radio, and that will put you in contact with all of the past teaching sessions so that you can go back over them and study. For your personal time, almost like having a devotion daily. If you would do that, you could go back and listen to all of the past broadcasts. But we really thank God for this platform, and
yes.
we are grateful, and we do not take our
no.
assignment lightly.
No. No, we do not. No, we do not. God bless you, sweetheart, and I'm glad you shared that information. Well, let us pray. Father God, in the awesome name of your darling son, Jesus, thank you so very much for bringing us through this challenging year with joy, with the joy of the Lord, and helping us to walk through those days of difficulty and what have you. You were with us all the way. We are your workmanship, being created every day unto good works. Father, we thank you, and we thank you for being able to celebrate our newness of life in you. Day by day. Lord Jesus, you are teaching us how to appreciate our daily walk into abundant life and living. You have brought us through this wicked plague, wicked devices, evil plans, deceptions, all kinds of things. God, you brought us through it, and you brought us through with joy, for the joy of the Lord is our strength. Ah, ooh, glory to God, and the strength of the Lord is our joy. Thank you, dear Father, how you kept us safe through it all. And dear Jesus, we thank you for your precious, powerful blood that covered us, protects us everywhere we go. And sweet Jesus, we thank you for the Holy Ghost, all sweet Holy Spirit. Woo, glory to God. You walk with us. You talk with us. You lead us every step of the way. And we give you the praise. Now, Lord Father, have your way today. Save some mother's daughter and some father's son. And as we look out over the, as we look out by faith over these airwaves, go into the particular homes that are calling out to you, that are crying out, Lord, I need you. Lord, I need your help. Come help me, Lord. I give my life to you. I surrender all. Father, touch them right now. Ooh, glory. In the name of Jesus. And we send forth healing. We send forth a joy. Many have lost their loved ones. Lord, we send forth the spirit of comfort through the Holy Spirit because you are a comforter. Wipe the tears, God, those that have lost their precious loved ones, those that have the tornadoes and the various things that have happened, the floods, the earthquakes, all the things, the evil things that have happened. And it wasn't God. People like to blame God. It was the devil behind it in the name of Jesus. And so, Father, we thank you. Have your way. And we'll give your name. Have your name. Have your way. In Jesus' name, amen. Woo. Amen.
Amen.
I'm trying to get myself together.
Hallelujah.
Here. God is
glory
so good.
To God. Yes,
so good,
he is. Man. He's so good.
Hallelujah. He's so
no matter
good.
What's going on.
No, honey,
no
say
matter
that
what.
Again.
No matter what. God is a good God.
He's a good God.
He
We've had to shed some tears. We have lost loved ones. And different things have gone on. But we are excited.
Yes.
Because even through the tears, God gives us strength and joy to go forward.
Even through the tears. And the hurt and the heartache and the betrayals and things, we can still look to the hills.
That's it.
From whence cometh our help.
That's
because
it.
Our help comes from the Lord.
That's
he
where it
is
comes.
Our hope.
Yes.
He is our hope.
He is our love,
and he is our hope, and he is our peace.
That's it. That's it right there. And this is where this is going to take me, because all through the 21, and when we got to the end, the Lord put us on a 21-day challenge. And the challenge was, how to have perfect peace. And
yes, to walk in perfect peace.
Yes, to walk in perfect peace. The Lord has said to me, he said, my children have been reading that verse that's in Isaiah. And Rodeo Land, and those of you, please have your Bible. Because we're going to be giving you many, many scriptures. And you need to go back and get those scriptures and read them out loud to yourself so your ears can hear it. Because that's how faith comes, by hearing, and hearing by the word of Almighty God. And the Lord said, my children have been reading this scripture down through the years, and yet they don't have the perfect peace that he wants us to have. He wants us to be able to go through issues, go through the problems, go through the challenges of life without falling apart, giving up, throwing in the towel. There have been so many churches, ministers that have given up. Don't you dare give up. This is the time now to really hold on with bulldog tenacity. And those who don't know the Lord yet, come on in the Lord's house. The Father's got his arms wide open. He's not mad with you.
No.
He is not angry with you. He's got his arms outstretched.
Yes.
Talk to me, sweetie, and I want to get into the word perfect and why the Lord has taken us all of 2000, the new year. The Lord, the Spirit of the Lord spoke to my spirit, and he said, allow perfect, allow perfection. So before I get into that, talk to me, sweetheart.
You know, I remember that broadcast because today is the fourth Tuesday. And as I stated before, if you all can search online to get to the second Tuesday broadcast, you can type in HNLC.com and look for HNLC International Blog Talk Radio. You'll be able to find that episode where we were talking about allowing perfect. And Jesus himself told us to be perfect. He told us to be perfect as our Father in heaven is imperfect, is perfect.
Yes.
Now,
yes.
It automatically causes you to say, Jesus said this. Why did he say this?
Mm-hmm.
Why did he say it? And why did he tell us to do it if we were not able to?
That's right.
You know, it goes into Matthew chapter 5, verse 48. That's where it's found.
Okay, read that to us.
Yes, in the Amplified Classic Edition, Jesus said, you therefore must be perfect. And it says, growing into complete maturity of godliness in mind and character.
Oh, that's so
having
beautiful.
Reached the proper height of virtue and integrity. As your heavenly Father is perfect. I want to read that again.
Please do.
Jesus said, you therefore must be perfect.
Yes.
Growing into complete maturity,
of godliness.
Mind,
mm-hmm.
godliness in mind, and godliness in character.
In character, in
having
mind
reached,
and in character.
Yes, in mind, godliness in mind, and godliness in character, having reached the proper height of virtue and integrity as your heavenly Father is perfect. This right here is an example. This right here goes to show you, you know, it has been said that we are to pick up our cross daily and follow him.
Mm-hmm.
Picking up your cross daily doesn't only mean going through the sufferings and things that we go through.
That's
but
right.
learning from those sufferings and maturing
That's right.
from those situations.
Maturing.
And
That's
growing
right.
into the complete maturity of godliness in mind and godliness in character.
Yes.
Which causes us to say we must raise the standard.
We must raise
We must
the standard.
Raise the standard.
Yes.
To have to be godliness in mind. That means your thoughts have to be right.
Come on.
And to be godliness to have godliness in and be into the complete or grow into the complete maturity of godliness in character.
Yes.
That means who we are, what we say, what we do, how we carry ourselves, what we believe in, how we stand for Christ.
Yes.
Having reached the proper height of virtue and integrity,
yes,
as your Heavenly Father is perfect.
Amen. God gave to every man, woman, boy, and girl free will. God is not going to come down here to earth to make sure that I brush my teeth and put my clothes on. There are certain things that I must do. Now, God will provide the strength. He will wake me up in the morning. He'll provide the life. But there are things that I must do in order to raise the standard. The world is working on how low down, immoral, how debased, how perverted they can go down into the world of darkness. They don't, and they don't realize, many of them don't realize that that's what they're doing. But we have got God's people, and that also not only is the world, that's happening right in the church.
Yes.
That's happening in God's house.
Yes.
In the church. And it is time. God said it is time to raise the standard. There is an experience in the scripture, and I want you to read it, darling. I don't ever, and any person that loves the Lord should never, ever want to hear these words come out of God's mouth. Matthew 7:21-23. Would you read that, sweetheart?
Absolutely. This is Jesus talking. And I'm reading from the Amplified Classic Edition.
Yes.
Well, I'll read from the Amplified. Well, let me see. Let me go to...
Do you have it in front of you? If not, go ahead and do the...
Yeah, I do have it in front of me. I want to go to the King James Version first.
Okay.
And then I want to do the Amplified.
Thank you.
The King James Version says, "Not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father, which is in heaven. Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name? And in thy name have cast out devils? And in thy name done many wonderful works? And then I will profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity." Now that was the King James Version. I want to read that from the Amplified Classic Edition as well. And it says here, and again, this is Jesus talking. He says,
yes,
not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven.
Mm-hmm.
But he who does the will of my Father who is in heaven.
Mm-hmm.
Many will say to me on that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in your name and driven out demons in your name and done many mighty works in your name? And then I will say to them openly and publicly, I never knew you. Depart from me, you who act wickedly, disregarding my commands.
You know, when the word new is used, K-N-E-W, the spiritual implication is an intimate. When Adam knew his wife, in other words, when he was intimate with her, there was a child born. Well, God is saying to us, not in a natural sexual way, but in a spiritual way, the intimate. You know, we a lot of people do a lot of good God work, but they don't take time to intimately be with the Lord. Take time to talk with him. Take time to listen to him, to hear his heart. Lord, what can I do today to bless you? How can I help and bless somebody else? We get ourselves all plugged up with disagreements and arguments and hatred and hold things against people and all of these. This is not a good flow at all. Mm-hmm. And we don't ever want to hear God say, Jesus say, I never knew you. I have no relationship with you. You did all these things in my name, but you didn't serve me. You didn't come and talk to me. You didn't love me. Sweetheart, would you read 1 Peter 4:18?
Absolutely. And before I go to 1 Peter chapter 4:18, you know, Mom, as you were talking, you know, we have to, there are things that we do because we want to do them,
mm-hmm.
that because we're prompted and we want to do them.
Mm-hmm.
In our mind, this is what we want to do. But
yes.
then there are things that God wants us to do.
That's right.
And we have to know
That's
the
right.
difference.
That's
we
right.
have to make sure that we know the difference. Are we doing it for selfish gain?
Mm-hmm.
Are we doing it to be praised of men?
Come
Are
on,
we doing
make it,
it
plain.
To ourselves, give ourselves notoriety?
Mm-hmm.
Are we doing it to make ourselves seem big in the eyes of others?
Uh-huh.
To make ourselves seem better? To make ourselves
yes.
seem great?
Yes.
Or are we
and make
doing
somebody
it for the
else,
glory?
And you know what? And make somebody else feel small.
Exactly.
You know? Go right on.
Or are we doing it for the glory and honor of God?
There you go.
To make him great.
That's
to bring
it right
him
there.
Praise.
To
yes. bring him glory.
To give him all the glory.
Absolutely.
It's not about me, myself, and I. And how
Absolutely.
Wonderful I am.
Absolutely.
It's all about Jesus.
Amen.
It's all about the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, the Godhead.
This is why God searches the heart.
Yes.
And he knows the intentions.
Yes.
We can't hide from him.
Oh, no, we cannot hide.
He knows the raw intentions of the heart. What your purpose
yes.
for doing things are.
Yes.
And as I read 1 Peter chapter 4, verse
uh-huh.
18, it says,
yes.
And if the righteous
Uh-oh.
Are barely saved, and this is from the Amplified Classic Edition, what will become of the godless and wicked? I'm going to read that again.
Oh.
The Amplified
yes.
Classic Edition in 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 18 says, And if the righteous are barely
if
saved,
the righteous
what will become
Barely.
Of the godless and wicked? Now, I want to read that in the King James Version.
Yes, yes.
As well.
I like that word.
In the King James Version, it says, And if the righteous scarcely be saved.
Scarcely. What does that scarcely mean? Scarcely.
And if the righteous scarcely be saved, where shall the ungodly and the sinner appear?
My Lord, we got to raise the standard. Scarcely means I came in by the, you know what the people say, the skin of my teeth. I just need it. We got to raise the standard, people of God. And those who don't know the Lord yet, these are nuggets and very important information to help you with your walk with the Lord. because God makes a difference between what is holy and what is perfect and what is not perfect. You know, we have been told all our life, well, I'm only human and nobody's perfect. Nobody's perfect. Well, we need to reexamine that again. Why would Jesus tell his people, if my people who are called by my name, why would Jesus tell us to be perfect if Holy Spirit, he, with all of the what he has done for us, redeemed us, saved us from sin and death, the curse of the law, why would Jesus tell us to have a certain, to be perfect if we can't do it? Sweetheart, would you read Psalm 4 and 3 for me, please?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I will read both
scriptures.
Psalms chapter 4, or the fourth division of Psalm, as you have taught me to say. The fourth division of Psalm in verse 3 in the King James Version says, "But know that the Lord hath set apart him that is godly for himself."
And that can be her as well, him or
yes,
her.
Yes, him or her.
Read that again.
Know that the Lord hath set apart him or her that is godly for himself.
And
the Lord will hear
God,
when I
yes.
call unto him.
Oh, see. And that's where he will hear, because we're opening up ourselves, allowing for perfection.
Amen.
You know, the kingdom
and
the
Amplified says, "But know that the Lord has set apart for himself." For himself.
Come on. That's
and
it.
Given distinction to him who is godly, the man
yes.
of loving kindness.
Yes.
The Lord listens and heeds when I call to him.
Ooh, that is so good. That is so good to know. And to know that God sees everything. It's no need of trying, you know, years ago when people would do things and, you know, take a smoke or take a drink or whatever they would do, and they'd be hiding it from the preacher and hiding it from the this and the that and all of these religious things that people do. Who are you hiding from? God sees everything. He knows the good, the bad, and
the ugly. That's right. He knows everything about us. And you know, Mom, it's so poignant that you would say, you know, religion has hurt a lot of people.
That's right.
Religion, the act of religiosity.
Yes.
Has hurt a lot of souls.
Yes.
And
yes.
put them in a place where they would not go back to church.
That's right.
And Jesus said, "Woe unto him that offends
yes.
one of my little ones."
One of these little ones. Ooh.
One of these little ones. You know, real Christianity is not about a lot of don't do this and don't do that and you can't do this and you can't wear this and don't wear earrings and don't wear pants and don't wear this and don't do that and don't be this and don't be that and don't. Wait a minute. We have to really examine who God is.
Yes.
In 1 Corinthians chapter 13, the love chapter.
Mm-hmm.
God is love.
Mm-hmm.
And love is plainly spelled out.
Yes.
In 1 Corinthians
yes.
chapter 13.
Yes.
What love is, what love does, how love is, how love does, everything is spelled out.
And what love is not.
And what love is not, absolutely.
That's right. That's right.
We really have to study and take apart and dissect 1 Corinthians chapter 13, the love chapter. Amen.
The love chapter. Amen. Amen. Sweetheart, how are we doing with time?
We've got about nine minutes or so left. We've got 9 minutes.
Okay. Okay. Would you go to 1 John 2, 15 to 17? Let's look at the difference between the way God wants us to live and the world's way of doing things. Let's look at that. And then what we want to... go ahead.
No, go ahead.
What we want to do today, we're not trying to put anybody in bondage because we had to go the same way. Mm-hmm. We had to come to Jesus. We had to repent. We had to learn and still repent. And unlearn. Amen.
Still repenting and still unlearning.
And repenting is not a bad word. Repenting only means change my direction. Lord, I'm sorry. I've done this. I know it's not right. I did this, or I said that, or whatever. Lord, please forgive me. Mm-hmm. Now, what happens when we invite Jesus into our heart, he comes in. Holy Spirit, Father God, all of the heaven, it's heaven's best. Heaven's best comes. And one thing about the Lord, Jesus, he knocks at your door. Holy Spirit is a gentleman. He will not break your door down, kick your door down, like we see what's going on in this world today. He doesn't make you. Yes, he does.
He waits for you to open it.
Open
and invite him in.
And please come on in, Lord Jesus. Come on into my heart. Who wouldn't serve a God like this?
Yeah.
Nobody. He doesn't mandate and make you. You better get this off. I'm going to take this away from you, and I'm going to do that to you, and I'm going to do. It's the enemy behind these evil things.
Yeah.
Oh, Lord, have mercy. Sweetheart, please read 1 John 2,
yes, ma'am.
15 and 17, because I feel myself about to jump up off this chair. Lord,
yes,
help me, God.
All right, the King James Version of 1 John chapter 2, verses 15 through 17 says, love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all
that
is, love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Heavenly Father is not in him. For all that is in the world.
Excuse me one minute, baby. Tell our people where this is. Read it again and give that
scripture. This is 1 John chapter 2, verses 15 through 17.
Okay, I'm going to
in the King James Version.
Let you read it. Okay.
It says, love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh and the lust of the eyes and the pride of life is not of the Father, but is of the world. And the world passeth away and the lust thereof. But he that doeth the will of God abideth forever. Now that is the King James Version. I'm going to read it in the Amplified Classic Edition as well.
All right.
1 John chapter 2, verses 15 through 17, it says, do not love or cherish the world or the things that are in the world. If anyone loves the world, the world system, the way the world's way of doing things, love for the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, which is craving for sensual gratification, and the lust of the eyes, greedy longings of the mind, and the pride of life, assurance in one's own resources, or in the stability of earthly things. These do not come from the Father, but are from the world itself. And the world passes away and disappears, and with it, the forbidden cravings, the passionate desires, the lust of it. But he who does the will of God and carries out his purposes in his life abides and remains forever.
Let us say it together. It's time for me to raise the standard. Come on, say that with me, Radio Land. Say that with me again. It is
time
for me
to raise
the standard. In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
You know, they're trying to make the word of God of none effect. They're using it as hate speech because they don't want to hear the truth. God's word is unmovable, unshakable. The word of God is supreme. They have burned it, spit on it, hide it, hid it, connived over it, wouldn't, for years, people couldn't even read the Bible. They wouldn't even let you read it. Oh, my Lord, it's time to go. We're going to continue this. We're going to continue because we want to raise the standard for Jesus.
Yes,
Father,
amen.
We thank you.
Hallelujah.
For this opportunity.
Thank you, Jesus.
Lord, for the word of God that's coming alive.
Thank you, Lord. The word of God
is alive. And we want to bless everyone that is listening to us today. And we will speak into your heart that the Lord bless you. The Lord keep you. The Lord make his beautiful face shine upon you. The Lord be gracious unto you. The Lord protect you from all the evils of this world and give you perfect peace. We're going to go out praising God. We're going to raise the standard. We're believing God for souls coming into the kingdom of God.
Hallelujah.
You can come to God right where you are right now.
Thank you,
Lord. All you got to do is put your hand on your heart and say, Lord, help me. I want to be saved. I want to raise the standard.
Yes.
I don't want to do the things that I've been doing. I need
Hallelujah.
A change.
Glory to God.
Come on, let's praise this.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Gloria, Madonna, 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 Gloria, Madonna